"Mistress, please," you cried. "Please let me come." I raised the shot glass to your lips. "Drink it. Every drop." I could have never anticipated the eager way your lips reached for the rim of the shot glass, how you let me pour it into your mouth, how you swept the inside of the glass eagerly with your tongue, and then looked up at me with truly pitiable pleading. Your sighs were filled with relief as I dismantled the pre-cum collecting setup and let you stand on your wobbly legs. You bent over and spread your cheeks without shame to allow me to remove the plug, and then stared expectantly at the key around my neck. Keeping your prostate milked will make it significantly easier for you to stay caged indefinitely, I said. Maybe it added insult to injury to cover my mouth, suppressing a giggle, when you naively said, "But, mistress, that's not what you said. You said if I drank that stuff, you would let me come." "Yes," I replied. "But I didn't say when, did I?" Your look of disbelief turned to terror as I turned and strode away. I wasn't worried about retribution from you. That's not why I hurried. I couldn't wait to get to my room and my Hitachi wand, because your pathetic and drawn-out cries, as you realized what had become of you, had made me desperately horny. I could still hear you crying out from there, even above the buzz of my Hitachi wand rubbing up and down between the lips of my pussy. Your sounds of frustration when no doubt you tried to figure out whether or not you could remove the cage yourself somehow for probably the 50th time. And when you realized, no doubt, that you couldn't, and your desperate, frustrated cries returned, I couldn't tell you until weeks later that it was at that precise moment that your cries of frustration merged with my cries of pleasure in orgasm. To learn more about my kinks and fantasies, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.